From deep inside the Death Star at the beautiful Olive Garden studio here in Building 25, I'm Chad Beter, and this is...
I'm Paul Long.
Paul Long. How you doing, Paul?
I'm doing great.
Welcome to Defrag Tools. Why don't you introduce yourself, Paul?
I'm a program manager. I work with Message Analyzer, and I'm in the Services and Tools division.
All right. And today we're going to talk about Message Analyzer, a little bit about what that is. Now, Message Analyzer came from kind of an outgrowth of an earlier, or it's an evolution of an earlier tool.
Exactly. Right? We used to work on Network Monitor, a pretty popular tool, and it was focused on network analysis, and so the next tool that we worked on was Message Analyzer. We tried to broaden the scope of.
Okay. So it's still primarily used for network analysis?
Yeah, it certainly has its roots in network analysis. You can do network analysis with Message Analyzer, but we decided to include more troubleshooting scenarios, such as being able to troubleshoot text files, being able to troubleshoot ETW and things like that.
Broadening the scope.
Exactly.
And when did this tool, the new version, ship?
We just shipped about 2 months ago, a little bit right before Windows 8.1. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Can you show us where to get it? And
yeah, certainly. It's on the Download Center. Usually I just search for Message Analyzer.
Okay.
And pops up on the, of course it's going to run it because I was in my menu.
Ah, because you've got it installed.
Yeah, but trust me, it's there.
On the Download Center, that's download.microsoft.com.
Exactly, exactly.
We'll
so there's
put a link to that in the show notes.
Certainly.
People can find that. Okay, so you just go up there, download it. I assume it's kind of standard.
Yeah, simple install. Once you got it loaded, start running it and get off and start analyzing stuff.
Okay, great. Should we kind of jump in a little bit, kind of see, take a little bit of a look at it?
Yeah, sure. So I have it running here.
Okay.
This is the default start page. We have your recent captures, things that you've worked on before. We have some quick trace scenarios, so if you want to get started and just capture something right away, you can click on those and get started. And then on the right side, we have this section for news and other work that you might do, and I think one thing that people don't notice is you can click on these. It's like a little menu system. Mm-hmm. The other thing of interest is the guidance. The help is right on this page, which launches to TechNet. So it's an easy way to kind of get started when you want to learn things.
Okay. So you use this to kind of capture traces as well as analyze them.
Yeah. And I think one of the interesting differences between Message Analyzer and Network Monitor is that you can capture at different places in the stack. So Network Monitor and other tools, you capture at the link layer down at the network. Mm-hmm. But with Message Analyzer, we give you different providers, we call them, to capture web proxy traffic, which enables you to capture HTTPS encrypted traffic, which you couldn't do before. So if you need to troubleshoot your Facebook page or something, you can now capture that traffic in the clear.
Interesting. I was reading the other day that they're really starting to use a lot more of that, and they were even proposing that for the next version of HTTP, everything encrypted.
Yeah, I think these days everything's going encrypted. You know, protecting your data and your private information is very important, but you still need to troubleshoot the issue. And mm-hmm. as long as you get permission from the person you're looking at the information from, then this is a perfect tool to do that with. And it actually relies on Fiddler. Fiddler is a tool, a third-party tool, that exposes an API, and it does this man-in-the-middle type capture. So it has some limitations, but it's pretty powerful when you want to capture encrypted data. Yeah,
of course, you say that, and people immediately think, oh, this is some kind of security attack kind of thing. But you do have to be an administrator, I assume.
Yeah, you have to have the rights to do it. We actually, in 8.1, you have to be an administrator to do a certain capture. For the web proxy, you have to be in a special group, which the administrator would have to put you into. But we didn't want to give you the keys to the car by saying you have to be administrator to capture. So,
right. Okay. Should we kind of look at how to capture a trace?
Yeah, sure. So I could actually start a web proxy trace.
Okay.
And so the first thing you'll notice is that nothing comes up. And okay, so this is maybe not an exciting demo right off the bat, but there is some data. But one of the differences with capturing at these different provider levels, you don't get all the noise from the traffic from the network layer. So often, you know, you start a link layer trace, you're like, okay, get the problem quick, you know, I got to capture it before something happens.
Right.
So this, you can kind of take your time. I can open up a, you know, MSN, Control F5 to make sure I don't get cached so I can capture some interesting data. Mm-hmm. But it could sit there all day and you probably capture just fine as long as you don't have some process in the background generating lots of web traffic.
I see.
So it's going, so I can go ahead and stop the trace. And now I see all this data. So one of the initial differences with Message Analyzer is the ability to capture the data and kind of coalesce it into a very succinct set of data. And one of the things we do is we collapse requests and responses into a single message. Mm-hmm. So normally in a protocol analysis tool, you'll see the HTTP request, possibly a lot of fragments because the data might be fragmented, mm-hmm. which results in hundreds and hundreds of lines. Mm-hmm. So we attempt to compress that into simple, succinct lines so that when you look at things from the top down, you don't have to look at a lot of data. So an operation is just a request and response, and all the summary kind of summarizes what happened for that HTTP request and response. Now you can break these open and see the original request and response and further look at all the data underneath, mm-hmm. but by default we have this view, which is different than Netmon or other tools.
So you kind of have the ability to see things at sort of a high level HTTP and then also drill down into the base kind of network traffic.
Exactly. And one of the key points here is that we'll bubble up problems to the upper layer, and then you can say, oh, look, there's a TCP retransmit on this HTTP message. The user complained that some pages were loading slow, and now you can do this correlation where you say, oh, look, it happened at the same time. It was the same page the user complained about. And then you can dig in, go down to the lower layers, and figure out, you know, what's happening, what's the root cause of the issue.
Okay. Great. So you would, what are some scenarios you typically see? I mean, you mentioned, obviously, there's the web traffic kind of thing. I assume there's all kinds of network related and other scenarios.
And I think one of the key things about network and troubleshooting network and analysis in general is that there's lots of different domains, lots of specialties, you know, web services,
right.
Network performance. So there's all these different domains, these pods of experts, and they use the same tool, like mm-hmm. a hammer, right? You know, mm-hmm. build a chair, build a house, but you have to know how to build each of those.
Right.
So this is a very generic tool in that it allows you to look at any of that data, and then once you have some domain knowledge, you can use that to narrow down your issue and understand what you need to do to troubleshoot HTTP for that instance.
Okay. Now I know that it's also kind of extensible too, isn't it? There's some plugins and things.
So one thing we did in Netmon and we've done in Message Analyzer as well is we have a language that allows you to write to extend and to write the parsers and it goes beyond that actually. So part of our history with Network Monitor is we were involved in documenting all the protocols, mm-hmm. and as part of that work, we needed an independent way to say, hey, this documentation that Microsoft wrote is useful. You can do something with it. So in Netmon, we actually wrote parsers using the documentation to kind of prove that it was a good resource. Mm-hmm. So we learned from that. And that's one of the things we did with Message Analyzer is we realized that if we could specify the protocol with one document, one specification, then we could generate these artifacts, such as the documentation, which, you know, it takes a long time to write. It's expensive.
Sure.
And if we could generate all the stub and the documentation, then that's one artifact of that. So another artifact is the parsers, which is what Message Analyzer uses to dissect and to tell the user what the binary, raw binary is. And so these parsers are extensible. Users could write them. And in fact, I could go to the definition for one of these, and it'll actually bring up in the view the parsing language. And so I don't think a typical user would have much use of going in here. But if you wanted to learn about OPN, which is the language we use to describe it, mm-hmm. then this is a simple way to kind of explore the language. And then you can write these yourselves, plop them in a directory, and Message Analyzer will find them, build them. So that's one extensibility point.
Interesting. Okay. And it comes with quite a few parsers. I mean, is there a list of them?
Yes. There's a list in the directory right now. And actually, we're going to post a blog in a couple of days, which actually has some extensive information about the protocols we support, how they're grouped, because you can turn off protocols if you're not interested in them, to get better performance. So there's certain ways you can configure that. But yes, we do have a list coming out.
Okay. And where's the blog? I'm sure we can put a link.
Yes, but it's TechNet. If you look up Message Analyzer blog, you'll find it. But it's on TechNet, you know, the TechNet blog, blogs.technet.com.
Great. People can go find that out.
Yeah.
Great. So that's kind of a little bit of an overview, I guess, of of Netmon, and then I still say Netmon.
I know a lot of people do.
I'm old school. Message Analyzer. It's more than just network now.
Right.
So that's our show for this week. We'll come back next week, talk a little bit more with Paul, and kind of dive in a little bit more to Message Analyzer. So have a good week. Thanks for watching.